The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc and I have the watch for the next hour. Dad is with me like always and I get to call him Dad. Everyone else gets to call him Bud. People are starting to figure that part out. Aileen is with us this week. No scout event this weekend.
Well, later and tomorrow. I mean, that's my life right now.
Yeah, right now it is, yes. And Frank is with us, Mr. Rose. He's out in the lobby with our guests who will come up at the next section or session or however that is. But we'll get to that. Normally, you know, I have been starting the show out with spotlighting a veteran. And I purposely didn't pick a particular veteran today. Since you're here today, Aileen, I wanted to do it as generally all female women veterans, because we keep seeing, you know, more and more and more, you know, they're trying to make everybody in the military the same. You know, we all wear the same uniforms, they're just cut different or whatever. But there is a difference between a male and a female veteran, just like there is a difference between a male and a woman in the real world.
Well, you know, it's funny, we had this conversation the other day, and I know I pressed a button. Okay, I really don't understand why, for the Marine side, if you're a male, you're a Marine. And if you're a female, you're a
WM.
WM, woman Marine. If you're a Marine, you're a Marine. I don't see a man and say, oh, you're a male Marine and that's a woman Marine. And you're like, Aileen, that's how it's been. That's how everybody refers to it. And I'm all like, that's not right.
Are you trying to say Marines are chauvinists?
Well, hey. Well, you know, it's true. If you're a woman Marine, you're a Marine. If you're a male Marine, you're a Marine. And so I don't get a warm and fuzzy on that one.
And, you know, and Dad and I had said not too long ago, I forget whichever guest was here, and we said, you know, someone said you were a Marine. And I said, no, once a Marine, always a Marine. You know, and that, you know, Sergeant Eddie says that one, and, you know, the guys that I still talk to from when I was active, you know, once a Marine, you're always a Marine. It's not once a Marine, you're always a woman Marine.
it doesn't sound
right, you know.
No.
You know, once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a vet, always a vet. You can't take that from us, and it doesn't matter, you know, if we have a XX or an XY chromosome, it doesn't matter. You know, a vet is a vet, and getting service at the VA seems to be the hard part right now.
One of the things that I really enjoy that we do with the scouts is we go around during Veterans Day, Memorial Days, those veteran-related holidays, and we go put flags on gravestones. And I'm always in awe when we go up to one, and it's a female, and she's a veteran. And I just can't imagine being a female veteran, you know, 30, 40
I know, because where we go, the St. Joseph Cemetery, out on the out past Shasta High School there, it's amazing how many, when you're walking around and you see, you know, PFC, whatever, from World War II, you know, but sometimes when you actually read the name, you're like, hey, that's a woman's name. And that's a, you know, a PFC from World War II, you know, that's pretty, you're like, whoa, you know, that she was tough to get through boot camp. She probably put up with a lot more than I had to get
through. And I feel the same way, you know. There is some gender bias in the military. That's kind of a duh, you know. And I think as a female, I've experienced it. And I just can't imagine what these women had to deal with, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago as an active duty
but
member.
But you're still dealing with it at the VA also.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't stop
when
you were there, because there's still – you know, there's not as many services for you.
I'm the trifecta here, okay?
Yeah, you are.
I'm foreign born. Okay, I'm technically Hispanic, even though I'm from Brazil. I guess all Brazilians are Hispanic. Hey,
yeah. No one told them though, that. Yeah,
and I'm a woman, so you know it's kind of the trifecta there. You know, I've got color. I'm the lesser apparent gender, you know, and I'm not U.S. born. So, yeah.
But you're doing more here than a lot of people that are from here. So, but you became a citizen.
Oh, yeah.
So did your mother.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, a topic for later. But, yeah, that. I don't know.
Hey, we all had to do that soon. Sometime in our history, we all had to do that.
When we go to the VA and they call us by our rank, you know, we were active duty, and they look at me, they'll go, you know, HM3 Williams, and they're looking at me, and I'm, no, it's for her. So it's like, yeah,
the little pretty one.
The one.
Well, I know the Air Force has been doing a really good job of highlighting female pilots, and I think that's just great.
Yeah.
There's women doing amazing things all over the world, not just in the military, but all over the world.
Well, speaking of the pilots, mm-hmm. we just lost the first female fighter pilot.
Yeah,
I forget what branch it had to have been, the Air Force or
the Air Force,
you know, and she just passed. So that's, you know, she had to work twice as hard to get to where she was than it would have been her counterparts. Mm-hmm. And
wasn't she a general when she passed?
I think so.
I know she was pretty high. Yeah. She was pretty high up there. It doesn't matter. Ma'am. That's all that mattered to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Just keep on doing whatever you're supposed to be doing.
You got a feeling if you saw her in civilian clothes, you'd still say, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you're supposed to anyway. Holy moly. I got one right now in the scouts. Everything is yep. I keep telling him, don't say yep, say yes, you know. And,
yeah.
And,
hey, but, not to change the subject here, but that's a really nifty shirt you're wearing today.
You look all spiffy
after,
in
what,
your
6 months,
Manning the Watch shirt.
After 6 months, we finally got shirts, you know.
A shirt,
yes. And I'll be wearing the same shirt at the Veterans Job Fair this Thursday, March 28th, over on Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall. And, from 9 to 1 o'clock, for all of the civilian types out there, they will be doing a job fair, and there'll be resources there mm-hmm. as well. We will be there. We have a table there to just kind of connect with people in the community and all. So as far as the, you know, there'll be employers there and like I said, service organizations. So I know if you're going to need help doing resumes or anything like that, you know, they can help you there because Rich Partridge will be there. Logan Mook will be there. And, you know, we have to treat it as like a regular job interview, you know, show up with your Sunday best on or whatever you wear to an interview and just take a little wisdom from other folks. And maybe it can help you get something permanently. So,
and I know our guest today, who's going to be joining us a little later, she has a position at her office she's trying to fill.
Yeah, we were just talking to her about
that. Yeah, so I'm sure she'll tell you guys all about it. And if you're looking for a part-time job, hey, the VSO's hiring.
And this next one, before we go on break, I want to say the Korean War Veterans Association here in town, we met, what was her name, Kim? From she does the wreaths and all. She was amazing. I like her a lot and all. But the Korean War Veterans Association here in, I guess it's actually in Anderson, but they are sponsoring the show right now. And they just wanted me to give a little shout out. Join the Northern California chapter number one of the Korean War Veterans Association monthly meetings at the Country Waffle over on Athens Avenue. We need to have more meetings at place to eat at instead of the regular post. They meet every third Saturday starting at 11:30, and I bet you that goes right through lunch. So,
hey, you're at a restaurant, right?
Nothing wrong with that. But
chicken and waffles.
Yeah, there you go. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them. They are sponsoring our show right now. And, you know, we appreciate that. That helps, you know, get this nifty little shirt and pay Mr. Bot for airtime. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and we have a special guest in our studio this morning, and I'm just going to hand it right over to Aileen to do all of this talking.
I like it when we have different people in the show. You know, we get to learn what's going on in our community. So would you mind go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, good morning. I'm Celestina Traver. I'm the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Well, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. So I know you guys have a lot of things coming up, and we were talking a little bit about the job fair, and I hear that you have a position that you're trying to fill.
Yes, I have an extra help office assistant that I'm looking to hire, and I actually will be at the job fair, and I'm looking to hire on the spot. Like, I'm going to interview, and then I send my information to HR, and then we go through the process. But, Yes.
So what do you want somebody to bring with them at the job fair in order to interview with you?
A heart for veterans. Someone that when they walk through that door, they have this wonderful smile and they greet them. I need someone that has really good high-end computer skills. Because they're going to be, they can develop letters and do PowerPoint and scanning. They need to know how to scan.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Do you already know what days a week you need this person?
Tuesdays and Thursdays and Friday afternoons from 1 to 5.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, whether you're a veteran or not, you can come out and meet Celestina and, you know, get interviewed on the spot. So just a reminder, dress to impress, right?
Bring your resume.
Yes. Oh, bring your resume. There you go. So that's exciting. I mean, how many opportunities do we have out there to go to a job fair and get hired on the spot? You know, usually they tend to be like, here's information, apply at this website.
Yeah, go on this website,
yeah.
And, you know, or sit at Walmart around all of the people walking behind you trying to fill out that thing in their little kiosk over there.
Yeah, kiosks. Oh. So I know there's other veteran-related events coming up, and I've been hearing a lot about the Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair. Gosh, that's a mouthful. Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair. Do you know very much about it?
Yes, we actually, it was on March 5th. And we have it every year. We partner with the district attorney, or they partner with us, and we have this huge event. This year, I am so impressed. We had over 40 vendors. It was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and on site, they have guest speakers, so you can actually go to a certain area and sit down and listen to how to prevent, you know, senior and veteran fraud. We have a lot of fraud, by the way.
With seniors or veterans?
Both.
Really?
Yes, yes. Phone calls, asking, you know, we have people calling up saying, hey, we're calling about your benefits, and we really kind of need to, I think they're going to be shut off, and you need to give us your information so that we make sure you have your correct bank account.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Seriously?
Yes.
I think we are such masters at, you know, deflecting those phone calls when we get them, because we can see right through it. But we had maybe a year ago got a letter that looked very authentic. It was from our bank, or supposedly from our bank, but it looked so authentic that we went to the bank to ask, like, hey, is this, you know, is this real? And thankfully the guy there was like, nope, you know, that's a fraud. They're trying to get your information from you. But that was the first time that we received something where we were unsure.
Well, we were kind of putting it together. That particular case, we were putting it together because we live in Tehama County, and it was giving a P.O. box for Shasta County. I was like, Tehama County, the court is not going to use a Shasta County P.O. box,
yeah.
But it still made us go to our bank because everything else looked legit. But then right after that, we got something from Red Bluff Police Department from a ticket that I got way back when I was in my early 20s, and we kind of half-heartedly went, oh, okay, here's another one, kind of threw it down on the table for a week or so and then picked it back up and was like, no, we better call it. And it was true. I actually had a ticket from like 91 or something. And
wow.
I was like, man, they kept the records that long. And
So if you're a veteran and you receive this phone call and you're unsure if it's legitimate or not, what should you do?
Never give your personal information over the phone, because you really cannot verify who you're actually talking to, and call our office. And we will, and if you even come into our office, we'll give you a number where you can call and report it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And the sheriff, Shasta County Sheriff, he's putting stuff on the Facebook right now, too. It comes out a lot of, they just posted something about IRS because it's tax season.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah, the inevitable phone call that there is a warrant for your arrest.
Yes. Well, they also, they're sending
that's
things.
That's the IRS fraud, yeah.
The sending, calling you and saying, we're the IRS, you need to give us our bank, your bank information, and we can pay this bill. The IRS, they would never call you at home to do that.
Mm-mm,
so,
no.
Yeah,
no.
So Sheriff, Shasta County Sheriff has been putting a lot out about that lately, so good on them.
Yeah.
So do you, on your experience with all this fraud, are they targeting all veterans? Or are they targeting older ones? Do you feel it's the older generation that's kind of getting duped more than the younger generation? Do you see any trends?
Yeah, it's mostly the older, anybody probably 60 or older, that or drawn Social Security. I don't know how they know who to target and how they figure all this out, but they are targeting our elderly veterans.
So sometimes I think it's just random calls, because we get calls all the time talking about our student loan is on default. Well, we both used our GI Bill. We never got a student loan.
Yeah. Right?
You know, like, are they just doing random cold calls and hoping one of them sticks, you know? But we get that call at
all
least,
the time.
You know,
yeah.
A couple times a week. You know, your student loan is in default. Ha ha. We don't have any.
Yes. Or right now we're getting a lot of, you know, signing up for the Healthcare Act and all, you know, because I have the VA. I don't have to sign up for it, and they tell you that you have to, or you have to pay the $500 thing. I'm all like, I just laugh and hang up, you know.
But it's sad. I mean, it's sad that, you know, people target the most fragile individuals and try to steal from them. But it's good to hear, you know, that your office and the sheriff's department is trying to be active out there and share information with people and let them know, hey, nobody's calling you and gonna ask for that information that's legitimate, you know. If they're asking for bank information, if you're asking for social security number, that's your sign to stop. Yeah. Stop right there. Say, you know, I've said to people before, you know what, can you send me a letter? Because I would rather have all of this in writing. And they'll be like, oh, sure, what's your address? You should have my address.
Call me with my information.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And of course, we never get anything in the mail because it's not legitimate. But sometimes I'm like teetering, maybe this is legitimate. I'm unsure.
And by talking to them, sometimes they pick up on certain keywords. And they say, oh, you approved that, because remember Uncle Bubba used to tell you he'd always have the stories, and somebody would call him and he would randomly just talk to them for a while. And then he finally got hammered on one of them because he said some key words and they sent him a bill and said, well, you approved it and this is what you said. So, you know, I'm sure he just threw it off because Uncle Bubba doesn't have anything. Were you going to take his trailer from him? You know, but besides that, politely just say no thank you and hang up on them.
Well, I feel too that there's still a lot of things out there for veterans, and veterans seem to be at the top of a lot of conversations. I know right now at the DMV you can get, you know, your branch on your driver's license.
On your license plate.
Oh, and your license plate.
Yeah, you get your veterans on your license. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do hear that you have to do some things beforehand.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a DMV program like a lot of people know. They go to DMV and they're like, oh, I want to have veteran put on my driver's license. And then they send them to our office. And then they're like, I don't understand. Well, it's actually our program.
Oh.
And we are the ones that certify it. So we actually have the sheet, and you sit down with one of my vet reps, and you have to bring in a certified or original copy of your DD-214. And unless you're service-connected and we have you in our system, and then you're good to go. But then we fill it out. We add your driver's license. We stamp it. We certify it. We sign it with our OGC number. And then you can go over to DMV, and voila. You get it.
Frank just handed me his driver's license, and he has it right on there, veteran. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is pretty cool. It's brand new. Well, I say brand new. It's 2015. On Veterans Day in 2015, they approved it and started that program.
I thought it was like brand spanking new.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We did it in Chico, in the Chico office.
Did you? Yeah. Okay. See, I pay attention here. Hey. I like that. You know, it's just another way to recognize veterans. But I was always confused about the process because I thought it was a DMV thing.
No.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why are you making me jump through these hoops? I can show you my veteran ID at the DMV. And they're like, no, you have to go get this paper and... Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, it's really nice because when people, we're actually getting over, I think, 2,000 more people getting their veteran benefits because they come into our office wanting veteran on their driver's license. And guess what we do? Have you heard about your veteran benefits? Are you connected with your veteran benefits? Do you know about your health care? Do you know about the cemetery? So it's this wonderful time for us to share and get them connected. So.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
You know, we are always preaching to a lot of veterans, go to the VSO. If you're unsure, just go. Let them sit down with you. You could be eligible for so many benefits.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we always meet veterans that are like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want anything to do with the government. Like, come on. These are your benefits. Go get it.
And they're tied to that person. You know, if they do not use them, they go untapped. They completely aren't used, so you're not taking away benefits from someone else. It's not in this pool, and, you know, it's really connected to your time in service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot. It's a lot to absorb, and we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the world.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. Thank you for coming back to us. We still have our guest with us, and I know Aileen has a line of questions over here she wants to ask.
Well, you know, the breaks, I think, are when we get so much information, and I'm sitting here with Celestina, and we're just laughing. We were talking about the tuition fee waiver. So if you're a veteran and you are considered a disabled veteran and you have a child that's going to be going to college in California, public college or university, they can get a tuition fee waiver. But Celestina just told me something very brand new, and it just got me really excited. And now I have something else I get to share with you guys. But go ahead and tell us about it.
So we've been working really hard, and now Southern Oregon is taking our college fee waiver for California. So we've expanded it to...
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know, we need to remember that young man that was here. I just remember...
Kyle Gardner.
Was it Kyle? Because he goes to college in Southern Oregon. We need to give him a heads up. Hey.
Absolutely.
You know? We have his number.
Good. Okay. I like that. I really like
He's
that.
He's an Eagle Scout. And
he is.
We're going to have an Eagle Scout on next week as well.
Yes, we are. Who's super excited, I guess.
Yeah, he's real excited to talk about it and all. So we'll probably give him a call beforehand instead of just throwing a phone at him and say, surprise, just start talking.
You know? I was just sharing with Celestino my story that I know I've shared on the radio about my coworker who didn't believe me about the tuition fee waiver.
Yeah.
And we had separated ways. And like 6 months later, I get a random text from him just thanking me because he went out there and he did the research on his own. And he was like, oh, my God, Aileen was right. And so now his daughter is going to school in Southern California and, you know, just a huge burden lifted off his shoulders because the tuition is waived. Now, you know, there's still other expenses. Don't get me wrong.
Like books. They have to still live somewhere, books.
Food.
Healthcare. Food. The health fee and the parking fee isn't included.
Gotcha. But you know what? Hey, tuition is a huge chunk of that. So
we had 86 California fee waiver applications. We've approved 86 to go to college, which means that $361,548 have been that the college students do not have to pay.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of books.
Pay back is the key.
Yeah, they don't have to pay that back.
Because
yes.
Wow. We know folks. We know someone who has two masters and – you know, in her mid-40s, and she's still paying those bills off, you know. So
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You would think you would have figured out how to make money after you got the first one to pay it off before you racked up more for the second one.
Well, you know, this goes back to the whole phone calls with fraud about our college, what did I say, our tuition.
Yes.
You know, we didn't get a student loan. Thank you. You know,
yes. Yeah. We don't have to worry about that.
We served. We got our GR bill. So no student loans. But, you know, as a mother, to me, this is the most awesome, amazing benefit that I'm eligible for, that I'm passing on to my child. And, you know, we have a little geeky one who loves going to school. You know, when we had our huge snowstorm, he was very bummed that the school was closed. And that's all he would mope about the whole week.
Yeah.
Because he hates missing school. However, okay, this butthead of ours got straight A's and one B. He got the B in the class that he dislikes the most.
Math.
P.E.
Oh, and P.E. That's right. P.E. Yeah.
How many kids are there, like, dislike P.E.? My kid does. Yeah. So, you know, I just love being able to share this kind of information with other people. And it's a huge burden lifted off the parent's shoulder.
And all you need is 0% service connection for it.
And 0% is different than none at all.
Yes, correct.
You know, you still have to go and let the VSO's office, wherever you're at, let them go through your paperwork. And if you get that 0%, you're still eligible for a handful of things like this, which you would not be eligible for if you never go in. I mean, you're eligible for it, but you can't use it unless you go in and go through the process.
Like 0% for hearing loss, you get free hearing aids with that at the VA. That's a $6,000 savings right there.
I can tell you in my future, I'll be using those. Because even right now, well, I play it off a little bit too. I'll admit that, but I do a lot of, I just told you to do something. No, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
So, you know, this brings up a good question that I have. How long is the process now in California from the time that somebody comes in and applies for, what is it, compensation?
Comp and pen.
And then until they get an award letter or a denial letter. How long is that period now?
So it depends. We have 54 veteran service offices in California, one in each county. We do have 56 counties, but we have two really, really small counties that they share. And it just depends on your office. Our office, and when I started in 2010, It was, it took 3 to 5 years to finish a claim.
Wow.
And,
well, you remember when I was down in Chico, we had to get LaMaffa's office involved several times, because they would get that yearly letter. It's still being worked on. Mm-hmm. Still, and on year three, you're like, okay, this is enough of this. Yeah. We need to get our congressperson involved in it.
Wow.
5 years for an NOD and 11 plus years for an appeal to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Today date, our office is averaging 148 days.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Remember in Humboldt County, when we met Renee over there, even back then, it was taking a couple of years. And that was, they were thinking, oh, 2 years and you're doing good. And I was like, no, I just got out 3 days ago.
Right?
You had to wait 2 years, you know? No.
Should have taken 6 months if.
Well, I got lucky. Mine did take about 6 months, maybe eight, because we had to travel from Eureka all the way down to Fort Miley and back, and scheduling those in between work and everything. So I would say less than a year done and getting, you know, the benefits to that. But I think I was right at the beginning of the mass rush into it, and then all the issues that happened, you know.
Well, okay. So you can't use us as the example. Okay. We had copies of our medical records already. We had copies of our service records, and as soon as we got out of the military and we moved to Eureka, we were at the VSO office. So we were super proactive, but I know that's not the normal case where people come to you with copies of their medical records.
Well, actually, I'm quite a stickler. We like fully developed cases, and that's why we have the 148-day average. Is I've trained all of my VSRs that they must have their paperwork up front. We do order their service treatment records. We have them go get their medical records showing that they are diagnosed, and we actually put the entire packet together and send it off all at once. And that's why we're getting them back so quickly, mm-hmm. is because we're really my vet reps are incredible.
And I think that's, you know, when they actually started pushing that a couple of years ago with the VSOs and making sure that everything was created, I think the backlog was because you don't have to be a VSO to put that in. Anyone can do it, and you can put it in yourself. Because you can go online and it will show you exactly what to do. The problem is if you put all that in and you don't have it all correct, and it's not all the boxes are checked and everything has been verified, then it gets kicked to another pile and you just held up, you know, someone else's record that is complete, that a VSO or someone who has all the knowledge that pushed it through correctly, you held those up. And I think we went through so many years there in the late, you know, teens and early teens, so many getting pushed in, you know, and Oakland was so far behind and they changed their system a couple of times. So in that respect, it's a lot better to have it all done before it goes in. Then it doesn't clog the system up.
And
there's always going to be problems. You know, even a perfect record, somebody's going to forget a box somewhere and it's going to get, you know, pushed to the side. But that follow-up is the hard part. You know, that's where it starts taking forever because yours is not complete. We're going to work on all these that are complete, and then we'll get back around to yours.
Yeah, we have some – we have both – all my vet reps, including myself, are both accredited CalVet accredited, which means they can practice in the state of California, and we're also nationally accredited, which means that they've had to take 2 legal exams and pass them in order to stay employed in my office.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah. So we use the LexisNexis, mm-hmm. but we're in federal legal is what it's considered.
Yeah.
And, it's just a really nice benefit. We also have a PIV card, and we get access to the federal computer system. So now we can go on our computers, look at your claim, and we're in the federal computer system at our desk.
And see what's going on.
We can see the note.
Yeah.
We can see if it has been processed. We can see all of that. So that's a benefit as well.
Which makes it easier on your side. So make sure that those are going through, and any access we can have, like except from actual medical, you know. But like you said, we had our stuff with us when we got out, and us being on the medical side, we knew what to look for and what we needed, you know, and all. So
well, I think, you know, as a customer, as long as you know what's going on, you can be a little bit more patient. You know, when you're waiting 3 years and you just don't know, what's the holdup? What's going on? Where is it at? Where is it on the list of it being processed? That kind of drives you a little crazy. But when you know, hey, you know, this is where it's at, and these are the notes, and this person saw it, so it's being processed, you know, you can be a little bit more patient.
Well, we will come back. We're going to take a quick little commercial break again. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. So we got a couple of last questions to talk about real quick, and then we'll do some housekeeping at the end of the show.
So I think we kind of missed the most obvious question. Where is your office? What are your hours?
Yeah, so we're at 1855 Shasta Street, and our hours are Monday through Friday. 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4.
And it walk-in? Can I just walk in?
Walk-in only.
Okay.
We don't take appointments.
Gotcha.
That's nice to know that.
First come, first serve.
So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And what's the phone number if we wanted to reach you?
530-225-5616.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And is there a newsletter, too? Did I hear you guys talking about that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Brand new, actually. I actually named it the Scuttlebutt Chronicles.
That is a great name, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So once a quarter, we're going to put out a newsletter, and we email it. We can email it to you. We have copies in our office, and we can actually mail them out as well. And it will, in the next... will be coming out April 1st.
Got it. You said once a quarter?
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter, yes. Yeah. Because remember, I used to do the newsletter, and doing it once a month was, I was spending way too much time doing a newsletter trying to get it ready every month. So once a quarter was definitely made life a little easier.
Yeah, we're going to highlight D-Day in this next article, yes.
So can I just call and get put on your email list?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. You can call Amy at 225-5616.
Awesome. Well, we should do that, too. So it comes up on the Manning the Watch side. Well, we have a couple of things. If you could read that right there, it's a very, very important thing coming up.
Okay. Shasta, remember everyone deployed. I really like this because I've heard of RED before. Remember everyone deployed. The 10th annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. It's scheduled for Saturday, March 30th from 10 to 3 at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall. It's located at 1605 Yuba Street here in Redding. We honor all veterans and the 46 Vietnam veterans killed in action in Vietnam and those unclaimed veterans with an honorable burial. Ooh, I can say that word. Burial. Okay. The program featuring local school talent, innovative speakers, and free lunch prepared by the Sons of Italy, Lodge 2453. And this is sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357, and other local sponsors. So come on out and on March 30th from 10 to 3 at the Yuba, the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. For more information, call Eddie at 524-7504. Again, that's 524-7504.
Well, that's next Saturday, and like I said, when the guys were in here a couple weeks ago, we'll definitely, when we leave the show, we'll definitely stop by, and you had me at free lunch. So,
and I'm going to be a guest speaker.
Oh, awesome. Nice. Yeah. Awesome. So we have a couple of other things. You know, we want to talk about the Veterans Job Fair, which is this coming up Thursday on the 28th. It's at the same place, the Veterans Hall there on Yuba Street from 9 to 1 o'clock. There'll be employers and service providers there, and we'll be there. We'll help out Rick Partridge and Logan Mook. Logan Mook, I like that. I'm going to write that down in our list of names. Aileen and I are both writing different novels, so we write down unique names and stuff to try to do that. So, but something for us on the Scouter side is next week we're going to have a special guest call into the show because he's living over in Reno. He is an Eagle Scout, and he did the big military symbols that are inside of the hall, those really big ones. That was his Eagle Scout project a year or two ago, I guess it was. So he's excited to talk to us because, you know, when they do those Eagle projects, it just kind of gets there it is, and it's part of the community or whatever, and no one really follows up on it. So it'd be nice. He's excited to talk about it, you know, and I'm interested to see how he went about it. And being a scout master, I have five boys in the next couple of years and need to start thinking, and I need to start pointing different ones out and say, look what this guy did, look what that guy did. So,
well, I find that a lot of the Eagle Scouts, their projects tend to be very veteran based or veteran friendly.
They do, don't. Mm-hmm. Well, we had Kyle Gardner on. We said, you know, out there from the cemetery, put 18 flagpoles up.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man, Dylan, you know, he did something inside of the Veterans Hall. So I would hope that Davis and Dart and all, at least their dads and moms being vets, that they, we can maybe nudge them and that, do something, you know, veteran related.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also I definitely want to thank the Korean War Veterans Association here and the community for sponsoring our show. You know, we have a Korean War veteran in the room here. Yep, that's you, Frank. He's giving me the evil eye. He looks like he needs a nap. And so, you know, I definitely appreciate everything that they've done for us, and they're helping us out, you know. Yeah, because we need a little bit of money to pay Carl, like I said, to keep the show going. So it's nice, you know, that we have different organizations out there that are willing to help us, you know, keep the show going. So we can have guests like Celestino on and all the other folks that we've had on. And I know we have some repeat offenders coming back soon because the Order of the Purple Heart has something coming up soon. And they talked about trying to get that big truck here again. And then they have the bridge where they turn it purple for the the event. So, and then I know the Can Do Spirit, they're still looking for some people to help out weld together the things for the wreaths that go up. We've got one dad, one veteran dad who is trying to, but he's got some physical issues that he can't get out there right now. And they are probably still looking for somebody to help out build the railings at a retired veteran's house. So we need to, you know, kind of circle around and try to help out with that. A little late because we already had our snowstorm, you know, so I'm sure he could have used that help there. And also, we've got a few things coming up, and I'm glad we'll be able to be on air for a little bit longer and keep pushing that and get your newsletter so then we get stuff from your side too and everywhere else. So
that'd be great.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of excited for Cool April Nights coming up.
Well, the last couple of years we've worked Cool April Nights as part of the Scouts. This year I'm happy to say that Dad and I are just going to walk around over there and just look. And we are going to be selling our truck too. So we have a 58 Chevy pickup that we're going to sell. So I'm hoping to strategically park it somewhere and get the right person to walk by.
You
and
mean
say,
people do that?
Yeah, what? Yeah, and then, you know, maybe I can sell that off and go and buy some toys that I would rather have right now than an old pickup truck. Yeah. It's an awesome old pickup truck, but I don't get to use it enough, and I'd rather go to somebody who can enjoy it.
It so. Definitely wakes up the neighborhood when he starts it.
Yeah, especially when it's in the garage.
You know, I like the classic cars because it's part of history. And I just, you look at them and they're so unique and I love it. And I've never was really into cars until we got together. And I think we've gone to Cool April Nights every
Almost,
single
well, that
year.
That used to be my birthday gift from mm-hmm. you. We would go when we were still living over the hill. We'd come over and spend the weekend and eat nice food because, you know, Eureka's pretty limited on what you can have over there. But, you know, a lot of cars when you go down the road, it just seems like since the middle 80s, everything's silver. Four-door sedan, they all look the same, they all drive the same. Basically, you know, it's whatever badge you want on your car, and then you have, you know, the outliers. I'm a truck guy, so whatever is a truck, you know, I'm getting hopefully a new truck here soon. and you know, it's going to look like 20 other trucks when we park. We live in Cottonwood, so every other vehicle is a truck.
Well, you know, for me, it's the hood ornament, because they don't make cars with the unique hood ornaments anymore.
Well, it's because
those.
they were people catchers when they would get into accidents. So they said, we got to make these things come off somehow. Yeah.
But you look at some of those and like, oh my gosh, that's kind of a risque little ornament there.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. Back in the day,
okay.
Yeah, you have some.
She needs
yeah.
a little bit more clothes on there.
A little more covering on there. Yeah, yeah. You well, know, we've got a couple. We've over the years going to garage sales and stuff. We pick up, you know, something, but. For a few years, when I was taking photographs all the time, we'd go to the car show, and that's what I took photographs of, was the hood ornaments. And, you know, they look like, you know, old clipper ships, you know, or an airplane, or just depends on what era they, you know, they came from. But some of them were really cool. Some of them are really valuable, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my favorite is what I call the Darth Vader, because it looks like the Darth Vader
oh, yeah.
helmet.
The 1944 sedan, yeah, because yeah. the back of it looks like. And the one we were looking at was black, so yeah. it all kind of worked out.
You know, Ford black, isn't that the color choice you had? It was
yeah, you
black,
could have it any
black.
Color you wanted as long as
it was black.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great business motto there. Well, it obviously worked,
yeah.
you know, because he sold like a bazillion of those and all, so. But, you know, I look forward to the car show. Dad and I have been going to it basically since it started.
We went yeah. to the first
the
one.
The very first one. Wow. It wasn't that big when it first started. So, you know, that's pretty. We used to get shirts every year, but there was, you know, about 15 years I was busy and on gone. But
oh, you mean went. Like fighting a war? That thing? Yeah.
Yeah, we actually just had the anniversary, March 20th. Remember, we were just wow. saying that March 20th was the... The day when you guys woke up over here, we were already busy over there. So, lots of fun. Glad that's a young man's job. And I'm sure Sergeant Gennetti and the world out there listening, he would agree to that too. And even though he looks like Grandpa Moses right now with that long gray beard of his and all. And one of these days we'll actually drive down there to Exeter and bug him. But holy moly, you look at the pictures of him and the pictures of me and we look like straight up. You know,
well, you know, I'm sorry, that's the older veteran look now. You know, they have the veteran hat, they have the beard, you know. It's kind of, it's become the norm.
Yeah, that's not going to be me. I mean, I tried to grow a beard there last year, and I was like, no, this isn't going to work.
Just,
you know,
couldn't stop itching it.
Yeah, couldn't stop itching. But no, it wasn't me. The beard thing is not me. Well, thank you for coming in and giving us a little heads up on a few things, and you know, helping out older folks to make sure someone's not scamming them. Right. Should be on top of every family member's list.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. Thank you.
So thank you for listening to Manning the Watch this week. We will be back next week, and we'll have a phone in from a Eagle Scout. Have a good day, or a good weekend. You have the watch.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.